It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. I'm Molly Stenz in for Kate Archer Kent, and you're listening to the State Capitol Report. Western Wisconsin leads the nation in farm bankruptcies. We're losing hundreds of dairy farms every year. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel estimates that we've lost more than a quarter of all dairy farms in just 5 years. Some of these were century-old farms passed down among generations until now. Do you live in the Driftless, La Crosse, Vernon, Crawford, Monroe County? We want to hear from you this morning. How's the landscape around you changing? And what do you want state lawmakers to do about it? We're at 1-800-642-1234. That's just one of the things we'll be talking about this morning with Brad Paff. He's a Democratic state senator representing Western Wisconsin. He was elected to the Senate in 2020 after previously serving as the state's top-ranking agricultural official. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning.
Good morning. So you're new to the state Senate. What do you want to accomplish this session?
Well, I am new to the Wisconsin State Senate, and I represent one of the most beautiful parts of the state of Wisconsin, I have to be honest. La Crosse, Mooney, Crawford, and Southern Monroe counties. What I want to be able to accomplish is I want to be able to bring people together. I want to be able to bridge the rural and the urban divide. I want us to come together as a people and tackle the challenges and share the opportunities that we all are going to have here in the great state of Wisconsin. So those are my goals as I begin my term in the Wisconsin State Senate.
So your district represents a lot of farms, a lot of dairy farms, and I want to talk about agriculture. What needs to be done to save our dairy farms?
Well, a number of things need to be done in order to save our dairy farms. But I think probably the most important thing that we need to recognize the fact is that our family farmers are hardworking, honest, dedicated, resilient people. They just want an opportunity every single day in order to get up and be able to make an honest living. The thing is, we need to be able to have markets that are open for them, may they be local, regional, national, or international. We also need to make sure that we have policies that work, not just at the federal level, but also at the state level. So I want to make sure that we have a transportation policy that connects, you know, our farm fields to our international markets. I want to make sure that we have a healthcare policy that recognizes that independent, hardworking people need to have an opportunity to purchase affordable healthcare that's accessible. I want to make sure that we have the interconnection between our small communities and our family farms. Because the thing is that our family farmers need our small communities, and our small communities so desperately need our family farms. They go together. So I think that's what we need to be able to do when it comes to policy in the state of Wisconsin. And we need to take a deep breath. And we need to recognize the fact that there's much more that unites us than divides us. Not everything has to be so terribly partisan. Not everything has to be put in a red box or a blue box. Things need to be recognized the fact We need to recognize the fact that we need to put people before politics, and that's my goal.
Sure. And one of the things you mentioned, you touched on healthcare policy there, and you've been an advocate for getting farmers access to mental health services. I wonder, in Governor Evers' budget, he calls for creating this regional program for farmer mental health. Do you think that's enough to address the problem?
Well, I think it's definitely an important first start, and I compliment the governor and the governor's work throughout in recognizing the fact that we need to recognize the fact that there is real anxiety and stress that's taking place in the countryside, and we need to peel it back a little bit, and we need to talk to people and work with people and meet them in their front yard and speak with them down the gravel road and hear what's going on and how we can just be able to kind of put things together so they people can feel that they have an opportunity. And I do just think that there's too much anxiety and there's too much consternation and stress that's been created. And some of that is a result of the fact that this over partisanship that's taking place right now. So people know me. They know me in this area. They know that, that I'll work very hard in order to make sure that their thoughts and their ideas are heard in the capital.
But I wonder, do we even have enough service providers, mental health providers in rural areas to address the need that we have right now?
Well, the thing is this, is that no, we do not. But what we also, what we do have is this, is that, you know, I was raised on a family farm. My family's been farming in Northern La Crosse County since they first came to this country in the 1800s. There's a real sense of neighborhood. There's a real sense of community. You know, where I grew up and what I believe is this, it doesn't matter if our neighbors are Republicans or Democrats, they're our neighbors. When times are tough, we come together. We come together with one another. We help one another. We celebrate with the birth of a child your neighbor has, and we're there if somebody gets sick. We take care of one another, and that's what we need to get back to. And, you know, that is who I am. Those are the values that I was raised with, and those are the people here in southwestern Wisconsin in the Driftless region. We come together. When a flood takes place in the Kickapoo, community members come together to help one another. They're providing assistance. And that we need to get back to that. And I want to be able to make sure that, you know, we have policies in place that can provide assistance. We need to make sure that our small businesses, and that's why I'm so excited about this Badger bounce back that the governor's come for, to keep our small businesses in place, you know, on our main streets, in our communities, so they're there. Because let's not forget, it's our small businesses that are sponsoring our community Little League teams, that are bringing together the community, helping with our community when it comes to, you know, summer picnics and community events. That's important stuff.
Sure.
So yes, we need to make sure we have our policies in place and we have our healthcare assistance that's there. So, we also need to make sure that we have a community that works together, and that's so important to all of us.
Senator, I want to ask you about one of the policies that you are introducing, one of the bills about food labeling that you've put forward. It would basically ban the labeling of foods as meat or milk if it doesn't contain those products. How would this help farmers?
Well, I'll say this, is that this is a consumer choice bill. And this, what it does is it allows consumers to have a choice at the grocery store of what they wish to purchase. If they wish to purchase milk, dairy milk from a cow, it is. It's a milk from a dairy cow. If they seek to purchase a beverage made from almond or made from any other plant-based, they'll have the opportunity to do that. It'll be proper notification and, you know, the proper labeling that will be on that. But it gives consumers a choice. And so how does that assist our family farmers? Well, our family farmers have put an awful lot of money into marketing their products. And they market their products that clearly labels that it is a dairy product or a beef product that is from here in Wisconsin. And that is something that they've worked hard to capture a brand, Wisconsin Dairy.
Sure.
Worked very hard to capture a brand, and they provide a very nutritious product. So the bipartisan bill that I have am part of, and it's bipartisan, will continue to give consumers that choice.
Well, Senator, I've got a caller on the line that wants to speak with you. We're going to go to David next. Good morning, David.
Hi. Good morning.
Where are you calling from, and what's your question?
I'm calling from the Eastman area. Just a couple of comments. One is, I think the youth of today, while those that grew up on farms may love farming, but the idea of working 15 to 20 hours a week for a lot of young people isn't their idea of a successful life or a fulfilling life. And so a lot of them are leaving the farm, family farms, which I think impacts it. But I think more important is tax policy, both at the state and federal level. When we hear what's potentially going on at the federal level with increasing the business tax rates, which a lot of family farms are, they're incorporated as partnerships and subject to potentially higher income taxes. And then the estate tax, a lot of successful farmers have a lot of value on their farms. And when you talk about raising the estate tax up to 45%, a lot of young people, if they're going to inherit the farm, either have to literally go into significant debt because what they're inheriting is subject to that estate tax. And that hampers their ability to continue to thrive and grow as well.
Sure, David. Thank you. Senator, tax
policy. First of all, David, good morning. And it's good to hear from you. And I hope things are well in Crawford County there, up on the ridge in Eastman. It's a beautiful part of the state. But, you know, David brings up a number of good points. And that is that farming is hard work. And we all recognize that it is hard work, but it's also very rewarding work. And it gives people an opportunity to be outside. It gives people an opportunity to craft their skill. So there's an awful lot of, agriculture, again, employs one out of every nine people in the state of Wisconsin. It's more than just farming. It's also when it comes to logistics and transportation and insurance, finance, there's an awful lot, as well as food processing. There's an awful lot as part of our state economy when it comes to agriculture.
But Senator, to David's point, do you worry about tax policy? Is that going to hurt our family farms?
Well, without a doubt, we're very, very conscientious when it comes to tax policy. We need to make sure that when we look at our property taxes, when we look at estate taxes, income taxes, any type of tax policy, we need to take a very good look at that. We need to make sure that we have opportunities for one generation to take on the family farm from the next generation. So that's very important. We need to continue to have a tax policy, one that gives people an opportunity, but one that's also, very equitable and fair.
Yeah.
So that is something that I definitely am taking a look at, and I will make sure that we have a tax policy, one that encourages people to get into small businesses, particularly in the agriculture.
Yeah. We're speaking with State Senator Brad Paff. I'm Molly Stenz, and you're listening to the State Capitol Report this morning. It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. Back in a flash. It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. I'm Molly Stenz. We're speaking with Wisconsin State Senator Brad Paff of Onalaska. His district covers much of the Driftless area, communities along the Mississippi River. Do you live in Vernon or Crawford or La Crosse or Monroe County? What do you need most from state government right now? We're at 1-800-642-1234. Email us at ideas@wpr.org. Senator, the state's now buying bottled water for the residents of French Island in your district, whose wells, they were found to have too much PFAS chemical in them. This is the island that houses the La Crosse Regional Airport, an airport that's used firefighting foam with PFAS for decades. And I want to hear from Darcy Foss, who's the head of the DNR's Environmental Management Division.
DNR and DHS will continue to work with the residents of French Island, the town, city, and county officials to aid them in providing emergency safe drinking water to address these concerns.
Senator, what needs to happen to clean up this mess?
Well, first of all, through no fault of their own, too many people, too many residents in the town of Campbell in French Island have PFAS in their drinking water. And so what needs to happen is, first of all, the local, state, and federal government officials need to continue to listen and hear and work with our local residents. Second of all, at the state level, I'm very excited that Governor Evers put in his budget funding to provide assistance for remediation as well as for well testing, because that is the needs to be done, and we need to get it done as quickly as possible.
So how would that money be distributed, that $20 million in the state budget?
Well, it's my understanding that those dollars would be going out to the local unit of government, which would be the town of Campbell, which would then be working with the individual homeowners that have their individual wells. in order to assist when it comes to testing, as well as the remediation, mitigation of PFAS that's in the water. And there's things that are being discussed, water filtration systems as well. All of that is needs to be on the table, and it's being discussed. But this is an unfortunate and scary situation that we have in the town of Campbell. And as I said earlier, it's through no fault of their own, of the homeowners, that they have a situation right now in which there's uncertainty when they turn on their tap.
Yeah, and I want to go to the phones now. We have another caller for you, Senator. George from Monroe is calling in. Good morning, George.
Hi. I wonder if the guests could comment on the state's role in promoting the mega farms, such as the 5,500 cow operations in Greene County and in Rock County that, are basically owned by an outsider, had very marginal, if not failed, tests with respect to their impact on the groundwater, and yet they get approved, and the result is, what's probably economically a risk of overproduction as it is, gets buttressed by operations like that. What's that do to the family farm?
Well, it's a very good question, George, and I tell you, I hear it an awful lot, and I will say this, is the vast, vast majority of the dairy farms in the state of Wisconsin are family owned. And not only that, is the average herd size in the state of Wisconsin is approximately 160 cows. But having said that, I hear your concerns there. You rightly mentioned that the Wisconsin DNR has a permitting process working with the local units of government, the local land and water conservation department. Not only that, is there is a federal permitting process as well, through the Natural Resource Conservation Service. The thing is that there are dairy farms of all sizes and shapes here in the state of Wisconsin. But I thank you for your question, and I will say that this is something, again, where our local units of government do have that permitting process, the local, state, and the federal.
Doesn't the state control permitting for large dairy farms?
Well, true, through the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, but at the same time, if a concentrated animal feeding operation has more than a certain amount of animals, it has to get sign off as far as when it comes to the animal waste storage by our federal partners as well.
Sure. And before we run out of time, I really want to get your thoughts on broadband. I know that's another big issue all over the state, but particularly in our rural areas. And you serve on the governor's task force on broadband access. They're asking for more money, for more grant programs. Do you think that approach, these grant dollars, will that solve the problem and get our rural areas connected to the internet?
Well, I'll tell you what, it needs to be all hands on deck. We need to take an all hands on deck approach. And it's there's no one size that fits all when it comes here. We need to be able to have a public and private partnership. We need to look at all available technologies. In some parts of the state, obviously wireless works quite well. But in the part of the state that I represent, with the rolling hills, coulees, and valleys, fiber works very well. Some are using satellite, but we need to make sure that we have as many people as possible at the table in this conversation. But the one thing that I've learned is this past year during this global health pandemic is, in order for our economy, as well as our schools, our health care, and public safety, police and fire and EMT, we need to be able to have high-speed internet. And that's broadband is front and center when it comes to my policy proposals and what I hope to get accomplished in the Wisconsin State Senate.
So you think these grants will get us there in this next budget?
I think they're an important, very, very, very important part of this. But we also need to have our federal partners at the table as well, using the state resources, working with our federal partner, and working with the private sector. We're going to continue to chip away here and to make progress, because we need to get there. We must get there.
Sure. Well, Senator Brad Paff, Democratic State Senator from the 32nd Senate District, including La Crosse, Vernon, Crawford, Southern Monroe County, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
It's a real opportunity, and I really appreciate it. Thank you very much.
All right. Have a good day. Up next is news. Then your state capitol report continues with Republican State Senator Andre Jacques of DePere. We're going to take a look at a range of bills, including child protective services, health care, vaccines, and more. What are your top priorities? Give us a call, 1-800-642-1234. I'm Molly Stentz, and this is The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.